No matter what the moment is, I know that if I have another moment, I can continue to use each and every moment to progress, even incremental progress. So living in gratitude for the blessing that I get in this moment reframes my entire existence and all the challenges I have. Hello, my friend. Welcome to this Friday episode of A Call to Leadership. I'm your host, Dr. Nate Sala, and your guide and resource in this journey. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. So glad for you to join us. Every Monday, we have a co-hosted series. Every Wednesday, I invite an expert in leadership, and every Friday, it's just the two of us. And so here we are talking about different aspects of leadership. We just finished a series on what effective leaders do, and we're in between series. And the next series you're going to love. We're going to talk about team leadership, how we have epic fails in teams and how to really hone in and own those to turn them into epic wins. But in between that, I want to talk a little bit about something that I just saw an article on. And the title of the article caught my eye was 7 Questions John Maxwell Would Ask You at Lunch. And if you don't know who John Maxwell is, he's a guy that's been in the leadership circles for many, many years now, written numerous books, just an authority, if you will, in the popular press side, if you will, of leadership. He's not an academic scholar in that sense. He's a scholar from the perspective of he's devoted his entire life to the study of leadership. So I thought, wow, what questions would John Maxwell ask me or you at lunch? And so I was reading through these questions, and it was really the very first one that just zinged me. It's such an introspective question, such a deep one, and it's this: what is the greatest thing you have ever learned in life? Wow. Now that one, you really got to think about it. At least I do. Maybe you don't. But I had some time to really just process this, because all different kinds of learning experience come to mind. For example, learning about how to be a better husband or a father, or better in my business or my relationships, my friendships. I mean, there's all kinds of learning lessons in life. Learning how to walk in faith and not always need empirical evidence for everything that I'm about to do. I come from a background where I had to have all kinds of data. I'm a data guy. And some things in life, I just don't have all the data I would feel comfortable with making a decision, but I still have to make a decision. But that's not it either. And as I really began to process this, I thought, well, you know, if you had me against the wall and you said, Nate, you have to give me an answer, one thing, because you think all these wonderful things that you learned, just as like you, right? As you're thinking about this, you probably think of numerous things that you've learned in life. I'd have to double down on one thing. And it comes up in my research, it comes up in my thoughts. It helps me to really identify how I proceed each and every day. And it's really the idea of mortality. And the greatest, if I were to just phrase it, the greatest thing I've ever learned in life is that every moment, from my observations, every moment someone has their unexpected last moment. You say, wow, that's pretty morbid, Nate. Sometimes people, their last moments are expected. But generally speaking, most people, their last moment is unexpected. And it got me thinking about, as I began to process this, it got me thinking about time and what time we're guaranteed. We're only guaranteed this very moment, this side of heaven, this side of eternity, if you believe in that. And this moment, if it's the only moment I'm truly guaranteed, if tomorrow is not guaranteed, if the next day, if this afternoon, if this evening, if the morning is not guaranteed, if only this moment is guaranteed, how does that frame what I do with it? How does that frame how I respond to what happens to me moment to moment? Because one day, one moment will be my last, certainly. And knowing that, for me personally, it's liberating. It's freeing because, you know, this may happen to you as well. I sweat the small stuff. And in the grand scheme of things, you know, one day I'm just going to be gone. And what it does is it takes my problems, and my problems change their effect, if you will, their breadth, their impact. That doesn't mean that I don't have consequences in my life. That doesn't mean I don't have challenges. I've got lots of them, just like I'm sure you do. But that changes things. For example, you know, when I come home, I've had a busy long day, an active long day. I'm trying to use the word busy less and use the word productive more. I just heard this from a colleague who was sharing that the word busy can be seen as a negative word. Like, oh, I'm so busy, right? We always say, oh, I'm so busy. Oh, like it's, oh. And he started using the word productive. Oh, I'm so productive. It's a productive season. In fact, I've even stopped saying that the word I'm too busy to, I've got a good harvest. I've got a good crop, right? I've got a lot to harvest here. And from a farmer's perspective, in fact, when I would come home late at night during tax season, I started saying it's a good harvest. It's a good crop, because that reframed my family's thinking too, to know that number one, we should be joyful when we're faced with an abundance. And number two, it's for a season, because working tirelessly, just pounding it out, it's unsustainable forever. So you have to have seasons in life where you rest. And if you're not in a season to where you're resting, in your season where you go, 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 just remember, you know, put some margin in there for rest. So anyway, that's a word on busy, but I don't want to get off tangent too far. So sometimes when I come home at night, I'll sit in the car and I'll just kind of take a breath and decompress for a moment. And my son and my wife will be in the house usually with the dogs. And I'll come in and perhaps there's some commotion or something's not right or there's some agitation in the family. And I'll say, you know, tonight we should rejoice. And I'll say why. Because I made it home. I may not have lived this day to get here, but I'm here and we're all here together. And someone, some father, some mother, some aunt, some uncle, some grandparent, some friend didn't make it home. Somewhere, someone is mourning a loss, is grieving a loss. And so while we rejoice that we're here together, let's also have empathy and say a word of prayer for those who have lost something, someone. Let me tell you, friend, that changes the entire course of any mood that is, how should I say it, that people are not jiving together, right? Because then we move into a position of gratitude. So the attitude changed to gratitude. And that's really this moment mindset. This is boiling it down to the greatest thing I've ever learned in life is to live in gratitude because of this moment that I'm given in the present. I think that's one of the reasons why it's called the present, right? It's because it's a gift. This moment is a gift. And some moments, yes, are agonizing. Some moments are gratifying. Some moments have, you walk in destitution. Some moments you walk in rehabilitation. No matter what the moment is, I know that if I have another moment, that I can continue to use each and every moment to progress, even incremental progress. So living in gratitude for the blessing that I get in this moment reframes my entire existence. And all the challenges I have. If I'm having a challenge at the office and perhaps the computers aren't working right or the printer's out of ink or I just lost a client or an employee is sick or moved on, all of that to mitigate the negativity around situations that I experience, that my expectations perhaps are not in line with my experiences, because that's often what can cause us to be dissatisfied, is when our experiences are not matched with our expectations. But who am I to really have expectations about what happens beyond my control. I mean, I don't know. As much as I plan my life, I don't know what's going to happen, just like you don't know what's going to happen with anything that is beyond your control. So I know that if I live another year, if I live another 2 years, another 5 years, my present challenge, my present circumstance, my present issue will be much smaller, if non-existent altogether, in the future, i.e. something that happened to me or you 5 years ago, you might have forgotten it already. Now, that's not everything. There's devastating things in life that scar you, that scar me, and that stay with us our entire lives. I'm not talking about that. And that's real. But there's a thousand other things that happen that I don't really think about anymore. I mean, there's been times where I've allowed a situation or a circumstance to just keep me up at night, to tie my stomach up. And today, no way. I mean, I don't even remember half of them that I know that I had sleepless nights about. The point is that to walk, to be able to walk in that being, that sense of being, and embrace the ups, embrace the downs, embrace the challenges, embrace the trials, embrace the triumphs and the victories all together in this grand story of life. Each chapter, each crescendo, each time that there's some aspect of where the plot thickens in your life and my life, makes for a good story. But beyond that, though, it's the experience of life. Now you say, well, Nate, I don't want to have lots of stress. I don't want to have lots of strain. That's perfectly okay. You can design a life that doesn't have that. But design the life and know that there will be unknowns that each moment will bring forth. And each moment that we have to embrace the experience, it's all part of this journey called life. And so for me, I tend to fall into the place where if I can simply look at each moment as a gift and just be thankful in the moment and don't sweat the small stuff, it's all small stuff in the grand scheme of things. For this next moment is not guaranteed. I may not be here. This may be my last episode. This might be my last broadcast. It could be. So what do? I make it count. I make every moment matter. That's the life lesson about having your unexpected potential for the last moment. Every conversation that I have, my approach is, this could be my very last conversation on earth, whether it's at the grocery store, whether it's at the gas station, whether it's spending time with my son. My son, God bless him, there'll be times where I'll have a conversation with him, and I'll say, well, this might be the last time we speak. And I say, Dad, quit saying that kind of stuff. But that's the truth. And it's not necessarily negative, but it reframes how I approach my son. Because if it is possibly the last time that we get to speak, I want to make sure that what I say to him doesn't leave a mark that leads him in a direction away from the love that I have for him. And the same thing with my spouse, the same thing with my coworkers, the same thing with my community. Wherever I go, this is my perspective on life, is that at any moment, I'm gone. And that's not a negative thing or a thing that should make me feel down about it. In fact, like I said, it frees me to live my best possible life. Not frivolously, not without discernment or direction, but with dedication, with a drive, with commitment and conviction to give it my all. So, John Maxwell, thanks for asking that question. I ask it for you. What is the greatest thing you've ever learned in life? And are you using it to aim for greatness in your own life? Well, my friend, we did it again. I'm so glad you joined me on this episode of A Call to Leadership. If you've been with me on the show, listening in, you'll know this. But if you're new, you may not know that I created a free course for you
that you don't need to provide an email address. You don't need to go anywhere, but to stay right here in the podcast. I created the very first 6 episodes of the podcast because I wanted you to have the kind of value that you need to take advantage of to thrive as a leader. So if you haven't done that yet, listen to episodes 1-6, and I'll see you on the next episode. I'm Dr. Nate Sala, and this is A Call to Leadership.